This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed.
Forget all the misinformation,
because this is the blunt object.
Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself.
This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three, live tonight, this is Lock and Load. They still are going to try to limit. See, this is the thing about gun control. This is the thing about the ultimate goal. In order to go totally communist, to go socialist, then communist, to have single payer and all this other stuff, they got to disarm us. They know this. If Charlie Gard had happened here in the United States, what do you think would have happened? Just think back to the Bundy rant, then answer that question. They will try anything to limit the right to keep and bear arms. And we are taking back some ground lost in previous decades, usually with data to prove that new laws have done nothing to make us any safer. There's still a handful of laws in place that are just plain stupid. Let's show them. And listen, I am not an attorney and I did not stay at a Holiday Inn Express last night, but I can definitely look at a law and figure out it's stupid. Like, for example, number one, the Hughes Amendment. That was something tacked on to an otherwise pro-gun bill during the Reagan era. And even if you're unfamiliar with the name, if you are a gun nut, you're familiar with the ramifications of this bit of legislation. You see, this is the reason the machine gun market is what it is. There's some date, maybe it was in May of 1986. Any guns made prior to that that were fully automatic are legal if you go through the NFA, and there are none allowed after that date. There was no indication that guns manufactured after that date would be more deadly, nor that legally held weapons were being used in crimes. It was a petulant child of a politician who tried to throw in a poison pill into a pro-gun law, and it backfired on pretty much everybody. Number two, suppressor regulation via the National Firearms Act of 1934. Suppressors are not silencers. Therefore, they don't really aid illegal activity. They're actually a safety device. But in the anti-gun hysteria surrounding gangland violence during Prohibition, suppressors were seen as the bogeyman's favorite, you know, little piece of choice, because a suppressor would allow him to kill in absolute silence. Unfortunately, they're not really that good. They don't really work that well. They're not even silencers. They're mufflers for the end of your gun so you can shoot without needing earplugs or muffs. And that's only if you can stand being around a jackhammer, because that's the sound level it takes it down to. Even in the gun-restricted utopia of Europe, which many gun grabbers seek to emulate, those who are blessed to own firearms in some countries are required to use suppressors. Apparently, the one thing Europeans get right on guns are the benefits of suppressors. Magazine capacity limits. This is where you get the so-called high-capacity magazine, which seems to be the thing most likely to send a gun-grabbing politician into a conniption fit. Several states have limited magazines to an arbitrary number that's supposed to make everyone safer. The thing is, they don't. I'll say one word for that. Reloading. You can reload them. Speedy reload with a magazine-fed firearm can be learned in just a few minutes, thus rendering limits pointless. Meanwhile, proponents will look at this as evidence that limits shouldn't be lifted. But that's not how a free society works. The onus is on the supporters of any law to support the law's existence, not on ours to show it's a burden before it's lifted. Number four, category bans based on primarily cosmetic features. Think assault weapon bans, if you want to use the term. Lawmakers understand that if they simply ban the AR-15, that still leaves the M&P 15 Sport 2 or any other AR-15 rifle with a different name. So they offer you know, they go after obvious features that will identify the weapons as an assault weapon. But all they manage to do is attack cosmetic features that don't have anything to do with the function of the rifle, like a collapsible stock and pistol grip. And meanwhile, crime is unaffected because criminals don't really care about following the law. Number five, waiting periods for firearm purchases. Yeah, there are places in this country where you have to wait 3 days to purchase a gun. I don't know why. I don't have to. You shouldn't have to. Career criminals don't buy guns legally. Remarkably, few people purchase firearms at a whim with the intent to kill someone. Bans on hollow points. Looking at you, New Jersey. Hollow points are the preferred ammunition for a lot of people, including most law enforcement agencies, maybe all of them, because with the round expanding, the risk of overpenetration becomes greatly reduced. Therefore, you could call them safety rounds. Except in New Jersey. New Jersey doesn't want you to carry them if you have them. If you have one. Oh, my gosh. Number seven, the sporting purposes test for imports. Well, there's a lot of things to dislike about the Gun Control Act of 1968. Perhaps the dumbest is the sporting purposes clause that bans the import of certain weapons. With the Heller ruling, the Supreme Court found that the Second Amendment exists for the purposes of self-defense. So that means trying to restrict guns to just those that meet some sporting standard. And it's amusing that competitions like three-gun aren't considered sporting to the ATF. May well be in violation of that standard. Number eight, zero tolerance for gun-shaped objects on school campuses. I'm talking about Pop-Tarts, pieces of paper folded in, you know, into a 90-degree angle, two pieces of wood hammered together into a 90-degree angle, anything, a hand with an index finger extended, going pew-pew, guns on T-shirts, stormtroopers from Star Wars on a T-shirt. That takes stupid to a whole other level, doesn't it? And let's not punish kids who wrestle guns away from armored attackers simply because they were in possession of it for a minute. Number nine, the 922R standard. This is a little bit of legal code where you take an AK, you're required to replace a certain number of parts from a certain list with American-made parts. If not, you've constructed an imported rifle and have broken the law. But if you replace a few parts with aftermarket goodies, suddenly you're golden. If it was making sure American parts were going in into imported products and applied to all products, I might be willing to overlook this, but it does add a level of requirement on the law-abiding that's completely unnecessary. Then again, if you got rid of the sporting purposes limit previously mentioned, 922R becomes a moot point. Finally, gun registration, number 10. There are a number of places that require lawful gun owners to register their guns, and I can't understand just how anyone thinks that does anything other than exercise control over the law abiding. Criminals don't buy guns at gun stores, so they don't register their weapons and then go on a crime spree. They use guns purchased illegally, often stolen from people who followed the rules and registered their firearms from the state or from outside of the jurisdiction, restricting that weapon. Those laws are beyond idiotic. They're totalitarian. They need to be killed, and they don't make anyone safer. And the onus is on the supporters of such schemes to defend these and provide hard data that actually makes us appreciably safer. And unfortunately, they can't do that. That's just 10 gun laws that need to die in a fire. And that's not an all-inclusive list. If I were to get a complete list of gun laws and find the ones that don't work, and get rid of them, that would mean I would be getting rid of all of them. Now, I know that's not going to happen anytime soon. So, those 10 that I just mentioned, those are the dumbest. So, honorable mentions go to the May issue permit states in the entire state of New York. Honorable mention for you as well. Do you know of any dumber gun laws than mine that I just mentioned? You can email them to me. Bill@lockandloadradio.com. I would love to hear them. I get a good chuckle out of them just considering what they are, you know, supposed to do and the fact that they don't do it. So, anyway, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Here we go!
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast. The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey, Daniel Bremen, why Numana Storable Foods?
We believe in freedom. America needs strong, independent families to endure what's ahead, and we take this charge seriously. We got options: organic, no gluten, without the chemicals, great taste and value. Numana is a no-lose investment for your family's food independence.
Get your Numana today. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Online discounts available at powerprepper.com, powerprepper.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Lock and Load. Coming from the Trace, we get this little tidbit. They say here, now the Trace is the Bloomberg, Napoleon Bloomberg's little news outlet that he's got out there, purely out there designed to be anti-gun. We get, here at the Trace, we strive to give people give voice to people whose lives have been changed by gun violence. What we haven't done until now is talk to people whose lives were changed because they pulled a trigger. This coming from Deputy Editor Ben Hallman, as he writes in the little erstwhile NewsOrg's daily email blast, we don't want to give a platform to someone so they can rationalize away what they've done or make excuses for their behavior. Which is exactly what convicted killer Chaz Thrailkill does in the Trace's first-person account of the shooting death of Stephen Agee II. And we get this. It was around 1:30 a.m. when we arrived. There were 25 to 50 people in the apartment. My friend and I scanned the party for good-looking women before we retreated downstairs, where a few people were playing video games in a bedroom. While sitting in the corner, I heard a man and a woman arguing in another room. Then I heard a big thump, thump, thump. Then I saw a woman on the ground at the bottom of the staircase. I jumped up from my seat and approached the woman to see if she was okay. I saw a man, A.G., standing at the middle of the staircase. He stood at 6'1", several inches over me at 5'9". His post on the staircase made him seem even taller. Everything from this point felt like it took place in a matter of seconds. I began to question him about pushing the woman. He responded that he would do the same to me. And he came down the stairs. And I pulled out my gun. Initially, I figured I would just flash the gun and then he would back off. My friend tried to jump in between us, and at that point, an AG pushed him out of the way. He motioned toward my weapon. I remember him saying, "I'll take that blank from you." I feared for my life. I shot him three times in front of everyone at the party that night, once in the arm as he went for my gun, and twice in the back as he fell to the ground. I wish I could explain my reason for taking it to that extreme. Everything happened so fast, I didn't take time to think it over. This, by the way, happening in Chicago. Now, the Chicago Police Department only provides police reports to the public in person or by mail. So at this point, we have to take the Trace's word that Mr. Thrailkill's account is generally accurate, which assumes that the Trace's editorial fellow, Jovanna Taylor, obtained the police reports, examined the witness testimony, and compared the information therein to Mr. Thrailkill's account of the shooting. Clearly, Mr. Thrailkill is depicting his homicidal fusillade as a defensive gun use, defending a woman thrown down the stairs. Scanning the news reports of the homicide, you then discover that Mr. Thrailkill fled the scene after the shooting, and that Mr. Thrailkill shot Mr. Agee twice in the back and shot once in the arm, which then hit his chest. Neither of those facts are conclusive proof that Mr. Thrailkill's account is accurate or inaccurate, but the fact that the Marine took a plea deal that puts him in jail for a minimum of 25 years makes it seem like his defensive gun use claim wasn't credible enough to satisfy a jury of his peers. Trace needed Mr. Thrailkill to be an otherwise law-abiding concealed carry killer, even though it appears he was carrying illegally. A man who wouldn't have killed if he hadn't been carrying, because as you know, the Trace doesn't want any of us to carry a firearm except for the police. The Trace sent out an email blast to go along with the story. I killed a student at a college party. I wish I wasn't carrying my gun that night. He didn't actually say that. Here's what he does actually say. I know that having a gun might seem like the best option, especially as a black man growing up in a city like Chicago, but the question whether you really need it and why. Are you ready to take the consequences if you shoot someone during an altercation? Are you ready to deal with the aftermath of taking someone's life? Did he actually say that? I kind of doubt it. It sort of smacks. The smacking sounds sound like fake news to me. But this is what you would expect from a Bloomberg-funded anti-gun, you know, fake news machine, isn't it? That's what I would think. Now, real quick, why did they come up with the term assault weapon? When you look at the terminology used at the outset, that informs everybody of everything that's going to follow. So if we allow deliberately inaccurate terminology to go unchecked, we start the game at a very significant disadvantage. And that's how they hijacked the gun control debate. The anti-gunners rely heavily on fear-based language to persuade me and you that guns are inherently bad and the only solution to the problems we face is further gun control. But the biggest word out there today that still gets misused all the time is assault weapon. We hear that repeated over and over again. And what does that mean? Actually, it doesn't mean anything. It's a made-up term used to incite fear among people who don't know anything about guns. I have people all the time that will tell me AR stands for assault rifle. In reality, it stands for Armalite rifle. I don't have an AR-15 from DTWS Arms. I have a DTWS-15. The AR is part of the manufacturer's designation. Assault rifle as opposed to assault weapon is an actual term, though. That's because we actually have those in the military. Because a civilian AR-15 is a semi-automatic rather than a fully automatic rifle, therefore it is not an assault rifle. Semi-automatic weapon fires one bullet per trigger pull, just like any other 22 semi-automatic out there today, which is also not an assault rifle. So if we apply the same standard to handguns that the Democrat politicians and the media apply to AR-15s, Glocks are assault weapons, and CZs are assault weapons, because they are also magazine-fed and semi-automatic. And that's why they want to pass assault weapons bans. Because while they're sitting out there holding up these rifles that not everybody owns, the handguns that you own will be swept up in that net. So they try to call the cosmetically altered weapons that look like the true military issue assault weapons. But they can't do that with the handguns. But you know what? It would get swept up. Those would get swept up into the descriptor. What does assault weapon mean? It doesn't mean anything. It's a term. It's like your whoopee. It's just a term that somebody made up. It doesn't describe anything. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I think my pops wanted to talk to all the wisdom he shared. Unaware,
offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling miniCPAP.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call miniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. With the election of Donald Trump, one of the reasons that a lot of people on the left and a lot of other people didn't like this was because this signaled an end of an era of lawlessness and an attempt to return to law and order. So while the leftists and the GOP establishment wing revolt against repeal, the decision to end DACA sends a clear message that illegal immigration is not acceptable and that America is back and ready to enforce the immigration laws on the books. Then presidential candidate Trump vowed at campaign rallies that he would repeal the Obama amnesty program known as DACA, which allows children born in this country to parents who came here illegally to have an extended stay. The left refer to these children of illegals as dreamers, possibly in part to garner sympathy from the public, sort of like a assault weapon. In my opinion, DACA sets a precedent in that it excuses illegal immigration and rewards it by giving DACA children access to the job market. At first, the president did not repeal DACA, and General John Kelly had told recipients that they may wait for it to be struck down in court. This has now changed. President Trump campaigned on making America great again, and part of that is enforcing immigration laws on the books. And both Donald Trump and Ted Cruz emphasized the illegality of amnesty on the campaign trail. Thus, were the president to repeal it, that shouldn't be a surprise. Repealing DACA was clearly a very popular proposition among the base. As Donald Trump won the presidency and the many candidates, both Democrat and Republicans, wishing for amnesty, lost the primaries and the elections, Many in the establishment would argue that repealing DACA is inhumane. They will argue that separating families is cruel, and as Senator Jeff Flake asked, why punish the children because of their parents? That completely misses the point. Because no one blames the children, but laws on the books must be enforced. In a case where parents build a house on stolen land, we don't say the children get to keep the home since the parents committed the crime and not the kids. The law must be enforced, and the parents are ultimately responsible for their kid's situation since they knowingly violated immigration law by coming into the country illegally. While unlawful, many of the so-called Dreamers are innocent. But some of them may be gang members. Even if a few amongst the Dreamers are MS-13 or other unsavory characters, it's not in the best interest of the U.S. to keep people here who may be criminals. There are already too many gangs and criminals in this country. Now, who opposes this repeal of this lawless amnesty? Well, some of the GOP do, and many of their constituents oppose amnesty and voted to support the president's agenda. Some of their senators and congressmen clearly wish to disregard their will and vote against their interests. Sadly, it's become expected that many in the Democratic establishment promote amnesty, as evidenced by the so-called Gang of Eight amnesty and the Democratic featured support for DACA. What's even worse is that grassroots claiming to be Republican in the Senate openly defy their voters and wish to retain Obama's politicians' amnesty in the form of DACA. But the base made themselves very clear. The president has been given a mandate for immigration enforcement, and we should applaud him for ending the unconstitutional DACA, which Obama issued by executive order. Our border should mean something. Immigration is not some human right that everyone is entitled to. Ending DACA sends a very clear message. We are back, as is the mandate to make America safe again. Now, let's look at this decision. In June 2012, Obama decided to usurp the Constitution and the lawmaking powers of our legislative branch of government. The fact that Obama didn't have the authority to simply waive the laws on immigration didn't seem to mean much to him or his Democratic abettors. The following year, in an attempt to defund DACA, the House of Representatives voted 224 to 201 to cut off the money supply. But since the program is almost entirely funded by its own application fees rather than congressional appropriations, that vote had no effect. Sort of makes me wonder if that vote was taken as a symbolic gesture of defiance. Now, to be eligible, an illegal alien must have entered the United States before his 16th birthday and prior to June 2007, be currently in school, a high school graduate, or be honorably discharged from the military, be under the age of 31 as of June 15, 2012, and not have been convicted of a felony, significant misdemeanor, or three other misdemeanors, or otherwise pose a threat to national security. That right there tells you they're not children if they got to be under 31. You can be 28, you know? It does not provide lawful status or a path to citizenship, nor does it provide eligibility for welfare or student aid. A fee of $495 must be paid to apply for DACA, and they must reapply every 2 years. Yesterday, Trump ended it, saying he doesn't like to punish children, most of whom are now adults, for the actions of their parents, but he added, "We must also recognize that we're a nation of opportunity because we are a nation of laws." And it's not inhumane because it's going to take 6 months to implement at its earliest, maybe up to 24 months. Trump has referred to the issue as a personal dilemma for him, but he decided to follow the law until the legislature does the job assigned to it by the founding fathers. Trump didn't like DACA because he called it an amnesty-first approach. So how do you disagree with an action that seems not only reasonable but mandatory for our elected officials to be more concerned about this? And this heart-over-head philosophy regarding immigration has weakened our national sovereignty, eliminated jobs for our citizens, imported increased levels of drugs and crime, and made a mockery of law. But the usual suspects will be screaming racism on every news program, and rabble-rousing demagogues will organize street protests that won't be peaceful, and the left-wing hate Trump fake news media will be show videos of sobbing mothers carrying small children while holding signs proclaiming the injustice of it all. Here's a question, though. Why hasn't Barack Obama been charged with a crime for circumventing the process and usurping the power of Congress? Shouldn't he be brought before a congressional committee to explain his bad behavior? It was bad enough to see him decide to rule by fiat, but when his lawless acts are met by a mere slap on the wrist, and then every politician that's part of the crony capitalistic foundation out there coming out of the woodwork to decry the inhumanity of this, while they all said it was overreach when it was done in 2012. But you know what this all boils down to? We're the little people, and the laws only apply to us. So, it's not a frivolous thing to say that. It goes to the foundation of who we are as a civilized country, protected by the laws and those who enforce them. But who enforces a law when it's broken by the chief executive, when according to the Constitution, he is the chief law enforcement officer in the land? Who does that? Good question, isn't it? Coming up on the last break, and you know, it's a dark day in the United States when you start to look out there and you look into media and you notice something that you maybe hadn't noticed because you weren't interested in anymore like me, but you found out that the NFL is dying. Why it's dying is what's important. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Time on the firing line. Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Identity politics. This is meant to drive a wedge between all of us. Much easier to appease us if we're, individual groups, because they can come and give us special attention. Unless, of course, you're a Caucasian male. Of European descent of some sort, then you're not worth coming after. Although we do need your votes and your money. So please pay attention. Those identity politics are going to end up being the death knell of the Democratic Party. It's bringing down their agenda. I'm going to tell you something else that they're bringing down right now. The NFL. Now, why is that important to a Second Amendment advocate? For me, when I look at things like Antifa, and I see what they're doing, and I see how they're doing it, I see how violent they get, I realize that there may come a moment when I'm out and about, having my Starbucks drink, and all of a sudden I'm surrounded by them. And then I may be put in a position where my life is in danger, and guess what's coming out then? So I'm concerned. Every time somebody makes them look legitimate, everything that makes them look legitimate puts me and you that much closer to a moment that might be dangerous. So, right now the NFL, the problem the NFL is having is because they're having a lot of political demonstrations on the field. And people do not, see, people go to football. They go to football games for the same reason they go to movies, for the same reason they go to a musical show, for the same reason they go to an amusement park. They go to forget their day-to-day lives. But they expect certain things when they get there. Now, in the case of the NFL, where we've always had the national anthem played and jets flying overhead and every eye gets sort of moist and everything else, when you see these national anthem protests that occur on the sidelines, that's going to... people are going to notice that. On Wednesday, during their annual NFL Media Day in New York City, CBS Sports Chairman Sean McManus said research his network did internally indicated that the protest played some kind of role in declining average viewers. He was emphatic, however, that it's merely a factor, not the cause. The average television viewership for the 2016 NFL season dropped 8% last year from 2015. He said, we did research, and it was a relatively proprietary research, to be honest with you, but I think if we look at some of the reasons why NFL viewership was down last year, that is a reason that's mentioned by a fair amount of viewers. It is something they don't find attractive, or they don't find it compelling in coverage of the football game. How big a factor it was, I don't really know, but it's one of the factors that I think perhaps led to the slight decrease in ratings last year. Now, I used to follow sports, oh gosh, just crazed, but I was young and I liked them. We never had a player that I know of in the 70s that displayed the total ignorance of Colin Kaepernick. Here's a guy who will talk about repression and then in the same sentence praise the repressive government of Cuba. Maybe he should talk to a Cuban Major League Baseball player, and he will clear your head very quickly about that Che Guevara t-shirt that you were wearing. Ask them how they and their family were treated after escaping Cuba. Secondly, NFL players, famous they may be, are employees. And, you know, me and you, we can strike at our place of work, but we can't strike about something political. The strike has to be about something work-related. We can strike about something political, but, you know, we might lose our job. So the question becomes, why don't they hold these marches on their own time? And I think that a lot of fans, especially the many people who buy the company tickets, understand that. Maybe Collins should be marching on his own time. But we watch sports to get away from all of this. For a lot of people, it is, I mean, around here in the upstate of South Carolina where we have Clemson just right down the street, tailgating is a, I mean, this is not an occasion, this is an event. I mean, people buy special tailgate trailers and have tailgate barbecue cook-offs and have tailgate parties and tailgate everything. It's family time. This is a time when all the generations get together and they put on the colors and they all dress alike, and it's a time to enjoy a meal with your friends, like many people do when they get together for an NFL party and have all kinds of stuff that's bad for you, and parties and screaming, and you get to wear this jersey that you never wear except when you're watching these games. And it's during our time off. It's during those moments when, you know, we don't want to think about things. And then these athletes come along and spoil it. Now, my take on this is purely anecdotal. Purely anecdotal. Right now, there are strikes going on with the NAACP in front of the NFL because Colin Kaepernick can't get picked up by a team. This happens. This happens a lot. I don't know if he's dead or not. I think Lawrence Phillips went through this when he was with the Rams. Mercury Morris, you know, he had his little problems there. Ask Ray Carruth how this would work out if he were to get out of jail one day. When you get labeled as a troublemaker, ask Terrell Owens how that works out for you. Ask Johnny Manziel. Players exist in a... And look, if you're choosing the NFL, I think the NFL, they need to do a little bit more for their players to try to protect them, because they seem to, you know, when you got a guy like Junior Seau, who kills himself while he's in his 40s, clearly something is not right, and these head injuries are real, and they should be treating him like they're real and not like some sort of bad part on their spreadsheet. That I find disgusting as well. I don't like the idea of these guys giving what they've got to the sport that they love. Because I played football. I love football. I didn't play it to any degree to where I have to worry about CTE. But these guys, they spend their youth on the field. They make an enormous amount of money. Nobody tells them how to handle things. And then they leave most of their best parts on the field, and then they walk off, and then all of that celebrity that they had is gone. And in the meantime, we've got a bunch of yahoos that want to make a statement about this or that, or this kind of brutality, or that kind of this repression, who don't even know what that means. They don't even know what that means. So, do I feel bad that Colin Kaepernick can't get picked up by a team? You know what, son? You should have had a little more foresight. A little more foresight would have served you well. I mean, look at Jim Brown. That guy's nothing but a class act. And that guy was a great player in his time. And he got out when he was still in one piece. And he's still around to talk about it. You're nothing compared to somebody like him. And you're a quarterback. I don't even know what your rating is. I know that that's a thing. If you don't have good ratings, you're not going to get picked up. But you know what? This is what you do when you're pushing a totalitarian idea around. That's what you get. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Please remember this. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. If you're in the path of Irma, be careful. Watch out for each other. This has been Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.